President-elect Donald Trump continued his search for a Secretary of State today, meeting with Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil. Tillerson has never worked in government, but has connections all over the world through his oil work. The Wall Street Journal reported that even Tillerson himself was surprised he was being considered. Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there, Jeremy.
And before we get to the race for Secretary of State, if we want to call it that, a Trump spokesman said today that Trump sold all of his stock holdings back in June. What more do we know about that?
Well, he sold his stock holdings back in June, as said in the transition call this morning. And that's about $40 million or so, which is not a huge number if you think about Donald Trump's overall potential net worth, anywhere from $2.5 billion to what he claimed, $9 billion. If you think of it as just $2 billion even, it would only represent 0.02% of his overall net worth. He wound up putting in about $47 million of his own money into the presidential campaign. So if this is an attempt by the Trump campaign to say, he's separating himself from some of those potential conflicts of interest, when really only 0.02% of all of his holdings were in stock, it's not very much.
And also kind of surprising if it is the case that he would wait until now to tell everybody this, given all of the scrutiny about what he owned.
Well, I mean, they were focused on running and winning a presidential campaign that had a different kind of message and was certainly not focused on any kind of narrative that the media was trying to ask about.
So what more can you tell us about Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, and why the Trump people are taking a look at him for Secretary of State?
Well, ExxonMobil has been one of the most profitable American companies in history. It made over $200 billion dollars over the past decade since Tillerson's been at the helm there of ExxonMobil. They did suffer a $1.7 billion loss in the second quarter of this year as the energy sector is changing somewhat and their profits have not been what they had been. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to me just overall here what the messages Trump is trying to send with saying that someone who represents ExxonMobil could be his chief diplomat. In 2008, it was pretty funny. He used to have this little tchotchke hanging around the office of this like rubberized oil barrel, this little tiny thing that the Democratic National Committee sent out. And a lot of the campaigns and committees do this kind of thing where they were saying they labeled it Exxon McCain because it was so deep and dark and dirty that he would be raising money from oil companies. And here's Donald Trump once again saying, forget that. I'm slapping it right on the American flag and saying this is our chief diplomat.
The other thing about Rex Tillerson that I've been reading, the Wall Street Journal reporting that he's got a pretty good relationship with Vladimir Putin.
That's true. In 2013, he was awarded the Order of Friendship Award by Vladimir Putin because of some of the work they'd done together. I mean, you know, that's something that he would likely come up in a Senate confirmation hearing if he were to be selected.
Right.
And let's not get too far down the road. But, you know, obviously there are a lot of those kinds of, he wouldn't call it something very substantive of an award. He would just say that it was something that that was given out because of the work that they had done in trying to expand markets.
What about that meeting yesterday between Trump and Al Gore? Do we have any more sense today about what that was about?
What about that meeting, right?
Yeah.
You know, Gore said that they thought that they tried to seek some common ground. It's not clear at all if there was any kind of common ground on climate change. You know, Trump is obviously very flexible ideologically, and I think that him meeting with someone like Al Gore, meeting with some of these other Democrats who he's brought in, people like or wants to maybe talk to like Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, where there's been some interest in them, that Trump is trying to send a signal that he can be ideologically flexible and wants to hear from all the different players.
One more thing, Domenico. Joe Biden yesterday talked to reporters in D.C. and joked about running for president in 2020. When he got pressed further, he didn't walk it back. Here he is.
Just to be clear, were you kidding about running for president in 2020?
I'm not committing not to run. I'm not committing to anything.
Just a few seconds here, Domenico, but what do you think? Joe Biden 2020?
It's highly unlikely, but clearly the vice president can't let go the fact that he really did want to run following the death of his son, Beau. It made it very difficult. You know, he will be 78 in the weeks following the November 2020 election. So highly unlikely that he'll do it. He probably looks at the model of someone like John McCain, who won at 80 in Arizona. But, you know, running for the Senate in basically a one-county state is a lot different than running a full-on presidential campaign.
Oh, and by the way, Donald Trump just a few years younger than Joe Biden. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.